You know, we got to find some better trending topics than this in 2023, you know? So, for those who are not familiar with the story, you have rapper Keith Murray. And he was on a podcast revealing his sexual escapades that he had with some other female rappers. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody was talking about the humorous side of it all. In the way how candidly he described the particular escapades he had with, like, rapper Shauna, Foxy Brown, Video Vixen, Kareem Stephens, and others. But, you know, the topic that I'm, you know, wanting to share here is, could you keep a secret about your particular encounters with somebody famous? Especially when you're talking about somebody like Keith Murray, who ain't even worthy of the women that he had these encounters with. Now, Shauna Worldwide, like, you can go to her IG, Shauna Worldwide IG, on Instagram. If you're not familiar with her, Foxy Brown, Kareem Stephens, they all got Instagram pages. You can see there, you know, they're very beautiful, very attractive. You have somebody like, okay, for instance, let me just switch tracks a minute. Like, you have, like, Kareem Stephens, who made a career out of telling all of her escapades that she had with the famous people, you know. When you look up her, you know, when you Google her, when you do a Google search on Kareem Stephens, you find out that her title is American author. It's not even Video Vixen, you know, because she went and did an all-tell book. And they became bestsellers, no doubt. So, you know, like, everybody is throwing Keith Murray under the bus for talking about his encounters, but then you have other people that made careers out of it, and, you know, they caught the smoke or whatever for doing that. But hey, you know, when the encounters that you've been a part of gets more attention than the records you put out, you know, it's been a while since the brother has put out some music, and then the music he has put out, it's not like it's really in high demand. It's not like everybody's like, yo, throw on that most beautiful thing in the world. You know, it was a good song. It was dope. And I'm not knocking it like that. I'm just saying that it's just one of the things that's just not in high demand, you know. It's not in high demand, like, say, if you go to an old school hip hop party, and ain't nobody talking about, hey, man, you got some of that Keith Murray in the background? No, nobody's doing that, okay? So, I guess this is a way to get him back trending. He definitely is trending. And normally, I would avoid these type of goofy situations, but, you know, it is. But let me put it in the perspective of, say, other people saying that he shouldn't have put them out like that. But, you know, that got him in the news, talking to whereas nobody would even care about it, you know? So is that a thing, like, we shouldn't be talking about who and what we was with, even though they're celebrities and even though they can do wonders for your career? We ain't just talking about Keith. We're talking about other people that have done it besides him. It's not like he's the first. Like, you know, like, the men seem to catch all the flack for revealing their particular encounters. I'll give another example. Say like Irv Gotti, for example. Irv Gotti talked about his encounter with one of his artists, Ashanti. And Ashanti is very beautiful, aged like fine wine. All these women are just aging like fine wine. So he caught a lot of flack when he was on this Drink Champs podcast. And he talked about it. Like I said, even though the encounter was decades old, it's like, you know, he just came out and revealed it, and everybody was just like, ah, man, man, he shouldn't have did like that. But now, you know, like, let's take Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams recently revealed about how she had an encounter with Wu-Tang Clan artist Method Man. She didn't get that flack like y'all giving the brothers. I just got to say it. Like, you know, it's like, oh, are y'all the only ones that get to reveal it and it's cool, it's all right? Like, we don't get to tell our story. We don't get to tell our stories, but, you know, the ladies, they get to tell theirs and they get no heat for it. Ain't nobody, you know, ain't nobody calling them out publicly or none of that. So it's just, you know, standards is, you know, the standards is kind of crazy. And I will say that, you know, it's a desperate attempt to put yourself back in the limelight when you reveal things like that. Because, you know, let's keep it 100. Like, why didn't you reveal it when it happened? Or why shouldn't have been something to have the people speculate that there was something going on? You know, it's like you got to get out here and tell the entire public, hey, yeah, this is what happened and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It's decades old. Like, if it was really a big thing, you could have revealed it when it happened. And then people, you know, would take it more on face value, or you wouldn't catch the flack for, you know, revealing such truths. But yeah, definitely it is. Like I said, I don't think I'm gonna tell my encounters, anything like that. I would rather have the people speculate on it. If anybody that I was involved in, you know, in the light I am, you know, I would rather have the female reveal it than I say it. You know what I'm saying? Because, that puts me in a whole nother light. You know, if I say it, it's just like, oh man, yeah, I'm getting the labels of being a lame and all that kind of thing. But if the ladies said, I was with such and such and such, and it's a positive feedback, then hey, you know, like I said, that puts me in a light, puts me in a whole different spectrum. You know what I'm saying? It puts me in a good light. You know what I'm saying? And I might get some more people knocking at my door, trying to see what's good with it. You know, hey, but crazy things is happening in 2023. I say we gotta find some better trending topics, people. Y'all gotta. We're supposed to leave all the buffoonery in 2022. All right, there's enough going on in 2022 to where it's just like, all right, you know what? It's supposed to be a new year. Let's start this off fresh. Let's start it off right. No type of debauchery should be discussed, you know what I mean, as a trending topic. All right, just kind of leave that, you know what I'm saying? Leave that, you know what I'm saying, where it was. But I don't know. But going back to the initial title, and this is a random question to anybody out there. Would you leave your sexual encounters in private or put them out to the public? All right? Let me know what y'all would do. This is D Divine for Your Mind, another episode of Random Revelations, the Unique Perspective Podcast. All right, holla back.